We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield, this is the Hubert Davis Show. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again and welcome to the latest edition of the Hubert Davis Show. My name is Jones Angel. I'll be guiding the ship here as we move through the next hour. You don't care about hearing from me, though. You want to hear from the head coach of the Tar Heels, and he's joining us, too. We're going to talk Carolina basketball, answer some of your questions, look back at what has been a terrific week for the Tar Heels. Plus, we're going to let you listen to a little bit of an interview that Adam Lucas and I were able to conduct with Tar Heel assistant Jeff Lebo. So you'll hear some of that conversation as well. But let's get right down to it. Coach, first of all, great to see you again. Hope you're doing well. And what a terrific week for your team. Carolina faced two quality opponents, came away with a 21-point win against Michigan on Wednesday, 17-point victory on the road versus Georgia Tech on Sunday. Two important wins and quality performances from your squad.
Yeah, I was really happy with the guys, their effort on both ends of the floor. You know, you mentioned two, you know, quality teams. I mean, yeah. Michigan, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see them in the Final Four. They're that good. And in Georgia Tech, Coach Pastner is an outstanding coach, and their team is, you know, they're defending ACC tournament champions. Yep. And they were turning the leading scorer in the country at the time, and DeVoe, and, you know, just the way that they play defensively. They change defenses offensively. They run a lot of Princeton action. There's a lot of movement. It's always been difficult to play them, especially on the road, on their home floor. And for us to get a true road win and then for us to play in a big-time game against Michigan here at home, it was an exciting week. And so to say that we got a win on the road and then, you know, playing at home in front of a crowd, I hadn't seen a crowd like that at home in over 2 years because of COVID. And so it was a good week for the Tar Heels.
Coach, immediately after the game, you highlighted your team's defensive effort, Georgia Tech. After the Georgia Tech game, you,
you highlighted your team's defensive effort as what you thought was really the catalyst for that win.
I do. I've said a number of times that I really believe that we can be a great defensive team. Throughout the year, we've had spots of being that type of team that I think that we can be. But over this past week, I think the entire game that we've been locked in defensively. As I mentioned before, Georgia Tech, they run a lot of action. You know, whoever you're guarding, one of the things that I told them, something is going to happen. There's never a time where you can take a deep breath and relax defensively. And we were really able to guard their action really well outside of a 7-minute stretch in the first half where they were able to get some easy layups and dunks and wide open threes in transition. I thought in terms of their half-court sets, we were able to guard them really well. But I just really have to compliment Leaky Black and Ant Harris.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for anyone to bring to me anybody in the country that's playing better individual defense than Leaky Black. He's just been off the chart. You know, he's 6'8", athletic. He's really bought into being a defensive stopper. He's a guy that can handle the ball. He can actually run point guard. He distributes. He rebounds. And his defensive effort on DeVoe was just off the chart. And then what a luxury it is to bring Ant Harris off the bench who can he does the same thing on the defensive end, just a little bit smaller. And those two guys really set the tone of how we wanted to get after it defensively, and everybody else just followed.
DeVoe entered that game not just the leading scorer in the nation, but the best three-point shooter in the nation. And he had been so efficient. He had not been taking a lot of shots to get those points, but needed 13 shots to get 15 points against Carolina on Sunday afternoon. So a terrific job. Coach, what kind of luxury is that for you as a coach to know that you have a player or two and guys like Leaky Black and Anthony Harris that you can say, hey, you guys go get this guy. They're their best scorer. What kind of luxury is that for you?
That's great as a coach, knowing that, you know, going into a game, you have a couple guys that can not necessarily shut down a guy, but you know, make it difficult for
yeah.
those opposing big time wings out there on the floor. And so, you know, one of the things in the preseason we talked about is, you know, Baylor, they were the NCAA champions. And one of the things that they talked about defensively, they had like an off night mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And they said like every time, you know, they played an opponent from a defensive standpoint, they wanted to have a mentality that it was going to be an off night. And I've mentioned that a number of times to the team, and Ant and Leaky have really taken that phrase to heart. And their ability on the defensive end not only helps us, it can change games. It can dictate games. And I think all the other guys on the team are seeing their effort, their attention to detail, and they're willing to want to on the defensive end. They want to be a part of it. And so they've been the leaders for us defensively. And as a coach, that's nice to have on the team.
Coach, a couple of sizable offensive spurts from your team that were played a big role in this game. It was a 10-2 run over the final 3:52 of the first half to get the game tied going into halftime. And then an enormous span of 8 minutes where you turned a tie game, thanks to a 22-5 run, into a 17-point lead. So some big extended runs that played big roles.
Yeah, and you know, just from an offensive standpoint, I don't think that's ever been a problem. You know, we've got five guys in double figures, averaging double-figure points. On any given night, I think we've played 8 games, and I think we've had 5 or 6 different leading
right.
scores for a game. So, you know, we have tremendous versatility on the offensive end. Someone just told me this. We're in terms of percentage, we're the third best three-point shooting team in the country.
That's right.
Which is a big difference from last year. And so, you know, we can score down low on the paint with, you know, with our bigs, with Armando and Dawson and Brady, but we can also shoot the basketball. And I think a big part of our offense being really efficient is our point guards. You know, R.J. Davis and Caleb Love, it's not just their scoring, it's not just their defense, and it's not just their shot selection compared to last year. It's their ability to distribute and take care of the basketball. I mean, yesterday mm-hmm. against, you know, Georgia Tech, you know, those two guys combined for 10 assists and only 4 turnovers. They taking care of the basketball. And so when you have two lead guards that have the ability to score, but they also have the ability to create and pass and get everybody else involved, that's a really nice luxury to have.
RJ Davis, 5 assists, 3 turnovers in the game to go along with a team-high 23 points. Caleb Love had 5 assists, just 1 turnover, and 3 steals. Just one more note, Coach mentioned that three-point percentage. The last 2 seasons, Carolina has ranked 262nd and 306th, respectively, in three-point percentage. And as Coach mentioned now, after this weekend, number 3 in the nation in shooting percentage from behind the arc. So clearly an enormous jump there for the Tar Heels. Coach, one more thing before we take a break here. You guys were on the road against Charleston a couple weeks ago. I'd just be interested if you think that, yeah, if that helped.
100% that helped. I mean, if that was the first time that we've been on the road against, you know, Georgia Tech, where typically it's been always a difficult game, I think it would have been more difficult for us to play in that type of atmosphere. But, you know, playing at College of Charleston, packed house, it was the first time that we had played a true road game where it was sold out in over 2 years. So to go through that experience and be able to come out with a win, I really think it helped us not only, you know, with confidence, but it gave us a sense of confidence that in situations like in the first half when we were down, we can come back, we can get back to our fundamentals, and we can win the game. And so I really do. I really believe that our experience and our win against College of Charleston helped us prepare and helped us play against Georgia Tech on the road last night.
Terrific win for the Tar Heels starting conference play. Don't forget that, too. An ACC win on the road. Great win for Carolina. We're going to look back a little bit at the victory over Michigan. Plus, we're going to start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. All of that still to come on the Hubert Davis Show from Learfield.
It's not for everyone, only for you. The medication your doctor prescribes is exclusively yours to take as directed. Nobody else should be taking it. It's up to you to keep your medication secure and to safely dispose of any unused medications. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Your prescription, your responsibility. Be aware, don't share. Lock your meds.
Supported by NCDHHS, Division of Mental Health, Developmental Disabilities, and Substance Abuse Services. Visit lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. This holiday, shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and 0 calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Brick's Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood-fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood-fired fare for lunch, dinner, or late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in-house daily, and we offer tasty gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Brick's. Travel to one of Brick's 5 triangle area locations or visit brickspizza.com today.
Welcome back to the show. Appreciate you being with us today. I'm Jones Angel, along with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Hubert Davis. Talked a lot about that win over Georgia Tech. Boy, these are the best shows where we get to talk about 2 wins, and that included a win over Michigan on Wednesday as well. Coach, it was an impressive one, 72-51. You mentioned this earlier. Great to be in the Smith Center, nearly 20,000 people in the arena, a lot of former players there. Just a really feel-good night for Carolina basketball.
Yeah, it was a Carolina basketball night, and, you know, when we, after they went through the player introductions, and we got into the huddle for the last time before the jump ball, I just looked at everybody and I said, guys, this is why you came to Carolina. This is what it's all about. You know, playing in front of 20,000 fans, playing against an unbelievable opponent in Michigan. It was prime time. It was at 9:30. Yeah. Everybody was watching on ESPN. Dick Vitale was there. This was the biggest stage. And I said, this is why you came to Carolina. And just everybody on the bench, everybody standing around, just had the biggest smile on their face. And that gave me such confidence and comfort knowing that they were really excited about this challenge and being in this type of atmosphere. And the way that they played from start to finish defensively, I thought they were great. We tried some different things in terms of doubling the post. Mm-hmm. They picked up that perfectly and really frustrated Hunter Dickerson down low on the post. And we did a really good job with all of their ball screen actions. And when we rebounded the ball, it allowed us to get out in transition. And Caleb Love was fantastic. You know, his ability not only to score and distribute, but he also did an unbelievable offensive job against Brooks. And he's a two-way player. He's a first-round NBA draft pick. And I was so happy for him and for the team against Michigan on Wednesday night.
Caleb finished the Michigan game with 22 points, 4 assists, 3 steals, 4 rebounds in the game as well. Just a terrific game for him, helping Carolina to the big victory. Coach, you mentioned Hunter Dickinson, and he ended up with those back-to-back fouls early in the second half that felt like it changed the game some. He picked up that third, and you guys went right after him to try to get the fourth.
Well, that was a conscious effort at halftime. You know, at the beginning of the game, because Hunter's he's a big dude, yeah. And he can affect shots. And so one of the things at the beginning of the game, we try to involve him a lot of ball screens to bring him away from the basket and feel like that we can attack a basket that way. We were doing a pretty good job, but then towards the end of the first half, Armando scored a couple buckets down low on a post. And as soon as we walked into the locker room, I looked at the coaches. I was like, we can go inside. I said, we are going inside. We can punish them inside. And so coming out of halftime, that was our focus. We were getting the ball down to our bigs, Armando. Dawson Garcia did a terrific job scoring in the post, and we really felt like that we could be effective scoring, getting them in foul trouble, getting to the free throw line, because at halftime, we hadn't gone to the free throw line.
Right.
And this is something that we really pride ourselves on, is getting to the free throw line. And so it was halftime. We said, we're throwing the ball in, and we're going after those bigs. And Armando, Dawson, and Brady really responded, and they gave us a really big second half.
Coach, I want to do two more things here, then we'll take a break and start getting to some questions from fans. Georgia Tech and Michigan, those two games combined, they finished with 52 points in the paint. Purdue and Tennessee a few weeks ago had 96 points in the paint in the two games. How have you guys improved in that area?
Well, you know, we talked a lot about defensively what is our end game, and our end game is, you know, we don't want to give up any layups or dunks. We don't want to give up any wide open, you know, three-pointers, and we want to make teams shoot contested twos. And so that's something that I really believe helped us after the Tennessee game, and then we played UNC Asheville. But after UNC Asheville, we had 8 days,
right,
and we had time to get back and practice. And you know, having that time to be able to practice and talk about ways that we can get better, things that we have to get back to in order to be the defensive team that I think that we can be, was really valuable for us. You know, if we had a game or two in that time, instead of, you know, practicing, we would have to prepare for a game. And I just really feel like those 8 days really centered us and got us back to our foundation principles defensively. And then now they're seeing what it does when we play defense. They're seeing – that's one of the things I told them that I was so happy about that win against Michigan. They didn't have to hear any more stories from me and Coach May and Coach Lebo and Coach Sullivan. They got to see and they got to experience what it's like to play together, to play smart, to play as a team, to play defense, to play Carolina basketball. So now they can draw on their own personal experience, and I feel like they were able to do that throughout the game in Michigan, and then it led to Georgia Tech.
Coach, a little veering off just a little bit here for this last question before we take a break. You mentioned Dick Vitale. Great to have him in the building. I know you have a relationship with him from your ESPN days. Also, Carolina honored Stuart Scott that night as well. Just a really poignant night in that way as well.
It really was. You know, I was very fortunate to have worked with ESPN for 7 years, and A lot of people ask, you know, in my 7 years with ESPN, what was the best part? And I, without hesitation, I say the best part of it was the people that I worked with. You know, I worked with Stuart Scott. I worked with Dick Vitale. I worked with Jay Billis and Digger Phelps. I worked with Reese Davis. Just unbelievable, great people. So, yes, having a chance to cover college basketball and be a part of and see different traditions and different styles and different coaches was something that was very valuable for me that I have used as being a head coach. But the best part was the people and to be able to celebrate Stuart Scott during the game and then have Dick Vitale there. It was a really special night for all of us.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to start getting you some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. And coming up soon, you're going to hear some conversation with Jeff Lebo as well. Of course, former Tar Heel guard, now an assistant on Coach Davis's staff. All of that still to come here on the Hubert Davis Show from Learfield.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters. And we promise to be with you for every one of them. This holiday, shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
Hey, psst. Yeah, you. You want to buy some low-priced groceries? Just follow me into this well-lit Lidl grocery store. Here at Lidl, we buy in bulk and cut down on costs wherever possible. Then we pass the savings on to you. Trust me, everything's done totally legit and above board. Nothing to be worried about. Yep, Lidl's pretty great. It's just your run-of-the-mill grocery store, except with way, way, way lower prices. Lidl. Suspiciously low-priced groceries.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. And as a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Welcome back to the Hubert Davis Show. We're going to get back to our conversation with Coach Davis in just a moment. Just wanted to mention that the new polls were out and a new number one former Tar Heel opponent. In fact, Purdue, for the first time in school history, ranked number one in the AP poll. Other Tar Heel opponents ranked this week. Tennessee checks in at number 13. An upcoming opponent, UCLA, at number four. There's only one ACC team that is ranked right now, and that is Duke. The Blue Devils check in at number three. Carolina is in the others receiving votes category right now. The Tar Heels would technically be, I guess, ranked 29th if you take that into account. So the Heels ranked early in the season, fell out after the two losses in Connecticut, and creeping a little bit closer after the two quality wins this past week against Michigan and then Georgia Tech. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Hubert Davis. A reminder that every week on the show, we're going to answer some of your questions. We've been getting peppered with questions so far early in the season. It's great to see. And you can send them to us via email, asktheheels@gmail.com. That's asktheheels@gmail.com. Or you can send me a tweet. It is @JonesAngels, that Twitter account, two L's at the end of that name. All right, Coach, let's get to some of these questions. We got a bunch of good ones. Let's start with Mary Mercer. She sent this one in via Twitter. She wants to know, do you have a locker room celebration after big wins? Of course, Coach Williams, very famous for his mosh pits and dancing and stuff. Do you have any signature locker room celebration?
No, I don't have a signature locker room celebration. The guys, after we beat Michigan, they were trying to wonder if I was going to come in there and start dancing like Coach Williams, and I just came in there and then they started jumping up and dancing, and so it was fun for me to watch. One of the things that I'm trying to stay away from is my wife has told me that every time that I'm on Instagram or on TV, I'm crying in the locker room. And so I just need to stop being so emotional. So I told the team that. They just started busting out crying. They were like, you know, you do cry a lot, Coach. And so that's my celebration. I'm trying not to cry joys.
Be stoic.
Be stoic and happy for the guys. So that's the only thing that I'm trying to do in the locker room after a big win.
Coach, this one comes from Whitby Joyner. Whitby sent this one in, and he said the team this past week really seemed to just be having a lot of fun. Now, it's easy to have fun when you win, of course, but he said he thought they were having a lot of fun. Do you try and foster a fun atmosphere with your group?
I do. You know, this is a game that we've all loved our entire life, and we love it because we like to compete and we like to win, but you know, we play it because we love it, and it
sure
should be fun, and you should have a smile on your face. I talked to the team, and I told them I can't tell you how many times when I played here at Carolina that I was crying during the game because I was so emotional of being out there, being a part of this program, and having a chance to compete with that uniform on. And so I always talk about emotion, that emotion is good because that means you care, and I want our guys to have fun. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about it's all over our locker room. It's everywhere. It's, you know, play hard, play smart, and play together.
Right.
And that's what Carolina basketball is all about. And if you play hard and play smart and play together, I've told them I've never seen it in the 51 years that I've been alive. You ever look back and never see no benefit of playing hard, playing smart, and playing together. If we do this together, everybody's going to have fun. Everyone's going to be a part of it. And I think the guys are really starting to buy into that.
Coach, a ton of questions about your two freshmen, Dontre Styles and DeMarco Dunn, and just a lot of folks curious about how they are progressing and how you see them fitting in into your rotation in the future.
I think they're progressing fantastically. You know, I can't be more happy to have Dontre Styles and DeMarco Dunn on the team and a part of this program. I've said this before, like, by the time that they leave Carolina, they're going to be one of the best Carolina players in Carolina history. They're just that good. And they're going to end up playing in the NBA and having long, unbelievable careers in the NBA as well. They are that talented and that good. There's also a process, too.
Sure.
There's a process of learning. There's a big step between high school and college. And there's a big step between high school and playing at our level at Carolina. And there's a process, and there is time, and things are different now. And, you know, I remember being a freshman, and I hardly ever played. And every year I got better and better, and my career turned out well. And it's the same thing is going to be for DeMarco and Dontrez. Their time is going to come. I've told them this a number of times. Like, their number is going to be called, and it's going to be called this year. And the most important thing is when, not if, when your number is called, you need to be ready. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're going to be because of their energy and their effort every day in practice.
And I would think having an example like Anthony Harris in the game against Georgia Tech is great to show. Anthony didn't play very much against Michigan, then comes in and huge role against the
Jackets. He didn't play at all against Michigan, and actually said that in the locker room last night after the game. I said, look, guys, I'm going to give everybody on this team an opportunity and a chance. And I said, but I don't know when it's going to be, where it's going to be, and the manner in which it's going to be. But you need your responsibility, and your job is when your number is called to be ready. And I gave an example of Ant. I said, Ant did not play in a Michigan game. He did not get into the game. And he didn't know his number was going to be called. I called his number, and because of his play, he got a lot of playing time against Georgia Tech. I said, what got him to play against Georgia Tech. It was his play in practice the 2 days prior. We had Creighton Lebo play DeVoe, and Leakey was doing a fantastic job, and then Ant came in there, and he was doing a great job. And so it put it in my head the 2 days prior to Georgia Tech, hey, I think I need to give Ant a chance based on his play during practice. And then his play during practice was validated by his play in the game. And so I always tell people that you earn playing time in practice, and your playing time is validated by your play in the game. I've never seen a coach have a player that plays well at practice, validates it in the game, and sits the bench.
Right.
Those two things have to match, and everybody will play.
We're going to take a timeout. A lot more questions to get to. A quick reminder as well, Coach and I obviously are here in the studio today. We are recording the show here for the first couple of weeks. Our goal is to be back. We're going to keep consulting with medical personnel. Our goal is to be back at Top of the Hill in early January live. We'd love to be there with you in person. So that is the hope about a month or so from now. Right now, we're going to take a commercial break. Back with more after this from Learfield.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
Great teams require a mix of solid fundamentals and that little something special. You'll find that winning combination with UNC basketball and at Refuel Markets. You can count on Refuel for those last-minute needs like snacks and drinks. And you'll also find our bean-to-cup coffees to turn an ordinary day into something special. As an official sponsor of UNC basketball, we hope you'll visit any of our locations throughout the Triangle to enjoy a unique experience before you cheer on the Tar Heels to victory.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 20 convenient locations across North and South Carolina, contact Breakthrough Physical Therapy today at www.breakthrough-pt.com to see a physical therapist. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Tar Heel fans in the game.
Hey, Carolina family, this is head football coach Mack Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Harris Teeter has partnered with UNC, NC State, Wake Forest, and Duke to bring you the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Each week, a contestant is chosen, and they win $5 in free groceries for every assist by a Big Four school that week. Plus, one grand prize winner will be selected for the Big Four VIP Shootaround Prize Package. Invite up to 20 friends and family for a private scrimmage at the Big Four school of your choice. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. Harris Teeter, where Tar Heel fans love to shop.
More to do with Coach Davis in just a moment. Welcome back to the show. My name is Jones Angel. We'll send you to our conversation with Hubert Davis in just a moment, but wanted to check in on a couple other sports around Carolina. Just a few more to highlight at the moment. We'll start with volleyball. Saw its season come to an end in the NCAA tournament. First round matchup with Tennessee. Volunteers able to squeak by 3-1. Women's basketball continues to really play well. Had a 2-0 week. The women won at Minnesota as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge on the women's side of things. Final score of that one, 82-76 Tar Heels. And then came back home and took care of business in Carmichael against James Madison. In fact, the Heels haven't even trailed in Carmichael this year. The final of that game against JMU was 93-47. All 11 active Tar Heels scored in that game against JMU and had at least two rebounds. Carolina averaging nearly 82 points per game so far this season. The women host UNC Asheville in their next matchup. That is Sunday at 2 o'clock. Also, need to mention the football team heading to the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That is December 30th at 11:30 a.m. So an early start. Carolina will match up with South Carolina in that one. All right, let's get back to the show. Man, have a bunch of fun every week here on the Hubert Davis Show, talking Carolina basketball with the head coach of the Heels, Hubert Davis. Couple of reminders. Got a busy stretch coming up after the holidays. We just learned the Tar Heels will be going to Charlotte and the Duke's Mayo Bowl for football to take on South Carolina. That's going to be a great stretch to be a Tar Heel fan. You've got Carolina Virginia Tech on the 29th in the Smith Center. The next day over in Charlotte, Carolina South Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And then the Tar Heels are playing Boston College on January 1st. So a busy stretch there. A lot of great Tar Heel action coming up after the holiday. But let's get to some more questions for the head coach of the Heels, and we're going to start with our refuel question of the night. Our winner is going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Refuel. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline, Refuel, fresh-made convenience. Coach, this one comes from Dennis Setzer. So Dennis, congratulations. You're going to get that $25 gas gift card. And he was curious about the JV team. Of course, you had a lot of years experience as the head coach of that program. He was wondering the status of that JV squad. Will it continue during your tenure here at Carolina?
Yeah, the JV program has to continue. You know, because of COVID, we weren't able to have it last year, and we weren't able to have it this year. But next year, my hope is to bring it back, because I wanted to. The next opportunity and chance that we can bring it back safely, 100% we're going to have the JV program again. I've loved it. You know, the 10 years that I've been here, I was the head coach of the JV program 7 of those years, and it was great just to be around all of those kids that didn't have NIL deals. They weren't thinking about going to the NBA. They just had a passion and a desire to be a part of the program and to put on that uniform and to play on that floor. And I love that experience of coaching those kids. They just loved basketball, and they had fun with it. And I have so many like memories of guys that played JV and then they got to move up to varsity, and to see the smiles on their faces and the relationships built from that JV program has really helped me being head coach today. I know it's a much lesser scale, but you all, you know, being the head coach of any program, JV, high school, whatever, you're in a position of making decisions. And that, in that 7 years that I was a head coach of the JV program, has really helped me be a head coach today.
I was going to ask you that. So you do feel like it was beneficial for you? And again, understanding that the scales are different, but you do
much
feel
different. Yeah, but I mean, I had to put together a practice plan. I had to make the schedule. I had to develop what are the rotations. I had to decide on the team. We always went on a road trip, road trip. All different types of stuff that, as an assistant, you just never think about. Moving over one seat, the decisions that you have to make as a head coach. And as I said before, a much lesser scale from being the head coach of the University of North Carolina varsity team. But being in a position to make decisions really helped me see things from a different perspective, and it's helped me in this role as a head coach right now.
Do you remember your first game as a head coach at JV?
I do. It was against Wake Tech. And I was so nervous. You know, it's interesting. There's no scouting. There's no scouting report.
Sure.
You just kind of show up and you walk out there for warm-ups. You don't know who can shoot, who can jump, who can run. And I just remember being really nervous and also very excited to be in that role. And it was just so much fun. And I remember after the first, we ended up winning against Wake Tech. And I saw my wife and I said, you know, I really like this. I didn't know how I was going to react and how I was going to feel. And really, Jones, that probably was the start of me thinking, wow, this would be kind of cool to be a head coach.
Right.
And so that JV experience gave me a little bit of insight and encouragement and excitement about being in this role that I'm in today.
Coach, email question from Fitty Marlowe. Said, Caleb is playing off the ball some this year. Of course, he's handling the ball some too, but has also been playing off the ball with RJ Davis. Curious about why you guys decided to have him play off the ball more and how you think the results have gone so far for Caleb.
It's 50-50 with RJ and Caleb, and the reason why that both of them are playing a lot together is for a number of reasons. One of the reasons are because they're playing really well.
Sure.
Number two is they play really well together. And number three is I love having two point guards out there on the floor. you know, before I started into coaching, I never thought about it this way. But, you know, when we had Joel Berry and Marcus Page, I just really liked it. We were never pressed. Nobody could take us out of our offense. And we had multiple ball handlers alongside Theo Pinson that could start our offense and create offense. And I really liked that. Mm-hmm. And so having, just for example, against Georgia Tech, them throwing all different types of defenses at us. What if we only had one point guard out there? They could take us out of a lot of stuff. And so whatever defense that they were in yesterday, just for example, sometimes RJ was running offense. Sometimes Caleb was running offense. And it just gave Georgia Tech and opposing teams a different look, because I think as well as RJ and Caleb play together, they're also physically and their games are different. Yep. And so it gives everybody a different look. And I've been so happy with the way that those guys have played. But the biggest reason is they're playing well. And their play has dictated them playing a lot together. And I like the chemistry that they have between each other.
Coach, after this timeout, listeners are going to hear a little bit of a conversation Adam Lucas and I had with Jeff Lebo. Of course, Coach Lebo, now an assistant on your staff, former terrific player for the Tar Heels in the late 1980s. Why was Coach Lebo somebody that you reached out to when you were trying to fill your staff?
He was the first person that I called. Just as soon as I got the job, he was the first person on my mind and the first person that I called, because, one, he's one of my best friends. That, you know, I've known him since a freshman. He was my senior. I was the only freshman coming in, and he was my senior along with Steve Bucknell. And, you know, that's what I want for our guys. I wish every one of our incoming freshmen, DeMarco, Dontrez, they can have a Jeff Lebo for them. For me as a freshman to see, you know, being at Carolina, what it took just to put yourself in a position to be successful in terms of your preparation, your process, and your practice, how you handled yourself on the court, in the classroom, in the community. I couldn't think of a better example than Coach Lebo. And so his experience as a head coach, I needed somebody that had been in that position before of making decisions, and he's done it at a high level, a number of different places. And then you combine that with my friendship with him and my relationship over a number of years, he was the first person I call, and I could not do this job without Coach Lebo. I mean, he's just been off the chart in terms of his wisdom, his insight, his opinions, the way that he looks at things and approaches the game, and his love for Carolina. He was the first person that I called when I took the job.
So you'll hear some of that conversation. Adam Lucas and I chatted with Coach Lebo a couple of weeks ago, and so you hear some of that. Coach Davis didn't go anywhere, though. We still have a few more questions to ask him before we let him get out of here. That's coming up in a bit on the Hubert Davis Show from Learfield.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters. And we promise to be with you for every one of them. This holiday, shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
And we're back with breaking news. The new Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an improved taste and zero calories, the new Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, psst. Yeah, you want to buy some low-priced groceries? Just follow me into this well-lit Lidl grocery store. Here at Lidl, we buy in bulk and cut down on costs wherever possible. Then we pass the savings on to you. Trust me, everything's done totally legit and above board. Nothing to be worried about. Yep, Lidl's pretty great. It's just your run-of-the-mill grocery store, except with way, way, way lower prices. Lidl. Suspiciously low-priced groceries.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season.
Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Carolina fans, the holidays are here. Are you trying to find the perfect gift for the Tar Heel in your life? No matter their age, child to adult, you can give the gift of membership with a Rams Club, Student Rams Club, or Carolina Kids Club membership. Starting at just $25, your membership directly impacts the student-athletes you cheer for on the field, on the court, or in competition. Please visit ramsclub.com/gift for more information.
As promised, wanted to let you listen to a bit of a conversation Adam Lucas and I had with current Tar Heel assistant Jeff Lebo. This was on the Carolina Insider podcast, the October 29th edition of the show. Coach Davis made it very clear that he wanted Carolina guys on the staff. When you're going out and talking about the Tar Heel program and talking about that experience, how does that help you that you've lived it, that you can do that and Sean can do that and everybody can do that?
Well, it makes a statement. It makes a statement. We put on the shoes. We put on the uniform. We made it through. We got our degrees. people value that. Every kid and parent that comes through here that we've recruited understands that and values that. And you know, Coach Davis just doesn't walk the walk. He talks the talk. And that's something that's a big selling point for us. And it's a unique thing. Not a lot of programs have that. So very proud of all our guys. You know, as I said before, we want them to have, our players to have the same experience that we had. And we all had great experiences here, not just for basketball, but from school in general.
Is that an easier is a dangerous term, because I know nothing's easy, but is it easier for you to recruit here than at some of the other places that you were, just because you did have that experience?
I think so, no doubt about it. I think that's fair. You know, we got a lot of selling points here. You know, we've got a lot of things that maybe some other places I've been didn't have. And the one thing that we can sell, obviously, is our tradition and history, but we sell our coach.
Sure.
And sell what he's about and what he believes in and his vision for what we're going to be about here. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. Now, things have changed in recruiting a lot. Obviously, you got a lot of different moving parts now, and it's a different landscape. And we're kind of transitioning, really, from an old model to a new model here. And you know, Coach Davis is responsible for kind of making that transition. And we're still trying to figure out. I think everybody in the country is trying to figure out what it means and where it's going to go. We got the transfer portal that's changed college basketball. We got name, image, likeness that's changed college basketball. Things that we didn't have when I was playing here. No one transferred. No one made any money. So, you know, that model is kind of, like it or not, is kind of dead and gone. So right. We got to be able to transition to the new model. And I think that, you know, everybody's trying to jockey and feel out what exactly it's going to look like. And it could be a moving target here for the next couple of years till they kind of try to figure it out.
Again, to hear that entire interview with Jeff Lebo, it is the October 29th edition of the Carolina Insider podcast. More to do with Coach Davis when we return. It's the Hubert Davis Show from Learfield.
Together, let's celebrate the big occasions and the little moments, the firsts and forevers. Let's celebrate others and celebrate ourselves, because every milestone matters, and we promise to be with you for every one of them. This holiday, shop Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com to find the perfect gift to celebrate your life's moments. Reed's Jewelers, trusted with life's moments.
The perfect tailgate. All you need are your friends and the 2021 Ford F-150. With the available Pro Power onboard, it's like a mobile generator to power your tailgate all game long. It's this tradition of toughness and innovation that's made Ford F-Series America's best-selling truck 44 years straight and counting. Make your game day traditions bigger and better season after season. Check out the 2021 Ford F-150 at your Carolina Ford dealer. Based on 1977 through 2020 calendar year total sales.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Hey, Carolina fans, the holidays are here. Are you trying to find the perfect gift for the Tar Heel in your life? No matter their age, child to adult, you can give the gift of membership with a Rams Club, Student Rams Club, or Carolina Kids Club membership. Starting at just $25, your membership directly impacts the student-athletes you cheer for on the field, on the court, or in competition. Please visit ramsclub.com/gift for more information.
We're going to get back to our conversation with Coach Davis in just a moment. Couple of reminders. First, that we are brought to you by our friends at Top of the Hill. And for 25 years, Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery has been a pre- and post-game tradition in Chapel Hill with handcrafted beer, great food, great atmosphere as well. It is where Tar Heel fans come to celebrate. The goal is to be back at Top of the Hill Monday, January 3rd, back in person with Coach Davis. We will continue to consult with medical personnel, make sure that's a wise decision, but that is the goal as of now. We also need to highlight our champions of the court, where we pick some statistical champions for the Tar Heels, and it's all brought to you by UNC Health, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds and to help keep you in the game and at your very best. UNC Health is a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. And through 8 games, statistical champions for the Heels. Caleb Love, the leading scorer, he's averaging 16.3 points per game. One of 5 Tar Heels averaging in double figures. Armando Bacot at 15 points. RJ Davis at a tick above 14 at 14.3. Brady Manick right behind him at 14.1. And Dawson Garcia averaging 10 points per contest. So 5 Tar Heels averaging in double figures. Leading rebounder is Armando Bacot. He is at 9.9 rebounds per game. So Armando nearly averaging a double-double at 15 points, 9.9 rebounds. Leading assist man is Caleb Love with 34. RJ Davis right behind him with 30 through 8 games thus far. Top shot blocker, that's Bacot with 14. Top stealer of the basketball, Caleb Love with 11, including 6 in the last 2 games. So those are some of your statistical champions brought to you by UNC Health, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Let's get back to our conversation with Coach Davis. Still time to ask Coach Davis a few more questions here on the Hubert Davis Show. Plus, we're going to look ahead to this upcoming week for the Tar Heels as well. The guys have their exams this week, so no midweek game. We'll talk to Coach about what's coming up here over the next few days. But let's see if we can sneak in one or two more questions here. Coach, this one comes from Rob Hunter. Rob sent in an email. Wanted to know, is thanking the passer something that you still have your players do?
I do, and I think it's an important piece. That's a foundation piece for Carolina basketball, as always, to thank the passer. I've told people that, say, Caleb goes in for a dunk, that's great, and we'll celebrate that, but his ability to get that dunk was because of somebody else's sacrifice, and so we need to celebrate that as well. I've also taken it a step further. I want to thank the screener, too, you know, and so, you know, for guys like Brady or Kerwin, whoever gets open, let's also thank the screener as well. We should add, like, hockey assists, you know, just the assist to the assist.
Right.
And that's important for us, you know. One of the things that I always try to tell the guys that everybody has a role, and not only does everybody have a specific role to them, it's vital, it is important role that helps us be the best team that we can be. And we want to celebrate all that. It's not just about what's on the stat sheet. It's not about just scoring, who's taking shots. It's about the things that you do in practice, the things that the guys do on the bench, the things that you do out there on the floor. It's very important for the overall success for this team. And one of the things that we want to do is celebrate guys sharing the basketball against Georgia Tech. I think we had 21 assists
on 31 field goals.
That's a lot of pointing, you know. Yeah. And so that's what we want to do at Carolina.
Coach, this question comes from Turner. Turner lives in Knoxville, sent this question in via email. He said, do you think great defensive teams come from defensive skill or want to? And if you could pick one, what would you choose, skill or want to on the defensive end?
I want both.
don't want to choose just one.
No, I don't want to choose just one. I want both skill, you know, the ability, length, athleticism. I think that plays a huge part defensively. But I also think it's a will and a want to. And the reason why that I mostly believe in that is, you know, I filtered that through my own experience. I really struggled defensively when I got into the NBA. I was getting cooked the first couple of years. I mean, I was so bad that when I would go into the game, opposing teams would change their play call and they would go at me. And because of how poorly I was playing defensively, my second year in the NBA, we went to the NBA Finals. And during the playoffs, I was starting. By the time that we got to the NBA Finals, I was coming off the bench, and I had two DNP coaches' decisions in the finals against the Houston Rockets in a seven-game series. Mm. And the reason being is because Coach Pat Riley thought I could make a shot, but he thought I would give up too many shots. And that was really eye-opening to me that I had to change. And I had to change my perspective and my will and my want to on the defensive end if I wanted to be out there on the floor. And I changed. I got myself in the best shape of my life so that I can go 100% on the defensive end, and I wouldn't have to rest defensively and just go 100% on the offensive end. I started doing my own scouting report, so I had more information on the guys that I were guarding so that I could make them catch the ball wherever they didn't want to catch the ball, make them go the direction they didn't want to go, and make them shoot the shot they didn't want to shoot. Mm. And because I made that change, it changed me defensively, where I never got taken out of a game the rest of my NBA career because of my defense. And that's will and want to. And so will and want to, I want that length and athleticism. That's a big part of defense. But if you have that will and want to, you can be a great defensive player.
Absolutely. Great stuff. All right, let's take a break. Come back. We'll wrap things up with Coach Davis after this from Learfield.
Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza and Craft Bar invites you and your crew to relax and reconnect over a delicious Brick's Fix. With 24 craft drafts on tap, 24 gourmet pizzas, wood-fired wings, and more, we're ready to serve you craveable wood-fired fare for lunch, dinner, or late night. And our ingredients? Only the best to serve the best. The base of our menu is handcrafted in-house daily, and we offer tasty gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options. No one's ever benched at Brick's. Travel to one of Brick's 5 triangle area locations or visit brickspizza.com today.
Whether it's 12 miles to the Pee Wee football comeback of a lifetime, 80 miles to your first hole-in-one, or more like 8 shots to the first hole, whether it's 240 back road miles to sleeping under the stars, or just a few blocks to the grocery store, Marathon has the fuel to keep your engine running at peak performance. Because you never know where life is going to take you. For quality fuel through every mile, fill up at Marathon.
Hey, Carolina family. This is head football coach Mack Brown. As official sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel means there's no offseason. With a Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio to learn more.
Copyright 2021 Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.
Harris Teeter is partnered with UNC, NC State, Wake Forest, and Duke to bring you the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. Each week, a contestant is chosen, and they win $5 in free groceries for every assist by a Big Four school that week. Plus, one grand prize winner will be selected for the Big Four VIP shoot-around prize package. Invite up to 20 friends and family for a private scrimmage at the Big Four school of your choice. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. Harris Teeter, where Tar Heel fans love to shop.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 20 convenient locations across North and South Carolina, contact Breakthrough Physical Therapy today at www.breakthrough-pt.com to see a physical therapist. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Tar Heel fans in the game.
Tar Heels now head into the exam week. No game for the Tar Heels until this upcoming Saturday. That is against Elon in the Smith Center at 8 o'clock. Coach, what is the schedule like for your guys this week? How often are you going to be able to actually be with them?
Well, we'll be with them a lot. And, you know, this is a big week for them academically and finals. They've been doing a really good job throughout the semester with their academics, and they've put themselves in a great position to do really well in their final exams. And so today, you know, we have off, and they're taking final exams and preparing for upcoming exams. We'll do some run and shoots on Tuesday and Wednesday, look at some film, and then on Thursday we'll start practicing and getting better as a team, but also preparing for Elon at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And so it's a week for them to have time to do really well academically, but it's also a time to, you know, take a deep breath and rest and get healthier and then get back to work. And you know, we had a really good week on the basketball floor, and I don't want to stop that momentum.
Sure.
I want to get back out on the court. I want to continue to get better and build on what we have done the last couple of weeks. And so I'm excited about what they're going to do in final exams, but I'm really excited about us getting back on the floor and practicing and getting better.
Will you be out on the road at all, or are you going to be here for the most part this
week? Most of part, I'm trying to go recruiting. You know, one of the things that we do here at Carolina is, even if you're committed here, even if you're signed here, we still we're allowed 7 recruiting opportunities for all recruits. And so, you know, we've got 4 guys signed in the 2022 class, and so we're going to see them 7 times. And so one of the things that we might trying to work out is going to see Seth Trimble. He has his second high school game, and so I love seeing them play at home in their high school teams. And so we'll go around. We've already seen Tyler Nickel. Will Shaver was here on his official visit as a senior during the Michigan game, and then we'll go to Gary, Indiana, and we'll see Jalen Washington as well. And so I'm looking forward to seeing those guys this week.
Coach, thank you for your time. Always great to talk with you. Looking forward to doing it again next week as well. And remember, one more time, just one game this week. It's Saturday, 8 o'clock, Carolina and Elon in the Smith Center. Coach, looking forward to seeing you again then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jones. I appreciate it.
And thank you for being with us here on the latest edition of the Hubert Davis Show from Learfield.
Been listening to the Hubert Davis Show. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and now even more delicious. Is the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.